Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
And thanks to the help we get with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, your car care show is underway here on CCO. If you're new to the show, thanks for joining us. If you need to bring your vehicle into your favorite dealer or your favorite shop for some service, Dan will probably be able to give you some idea of what's wrong with it, what's happening, and you can tell the service writer what you think is wrong and might cut to the chase and save you and the workers some time. 651-989-9226. The phones are ringing already. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. And Dan Burns, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have a good week at Lloyd's?
I had a busy, warm week at Lloyd's. Hot weather, of course, gets all the air conditioning business going.
And that's where the bulk of it, or at least half of it was?
That's what the add-on is about. So, you know, along with normal business, you add in all the air conditioning stuff, and it's pretty busy all of a sudden.
What's typically wrong with the AC in vehicles these days?
The gas has leaked out.
Okay, still that.
Oftentimes, it's we can find it and identify it and repair the leak. Many times, however, it's just such a slow leak. Maybe it takes years for it to empty. There's only 1 pound of gas in the system, oftentimes 1 or 2 pounds. And if it takes a couple years for it to leak out, there's just no sign of it. So in that case, what we have to do is just refill it and get it working for another couple of years.
Now, is the new gas, the new refrigerant, as good as the old refrigerant?
I think it's as efficient.
You do?
Yeah, I find that cars are, you know, just as cold with the new gas. And so I think that part's just fine. And it's more environmentally friendly. And from what I understand, they're coming out with even a newer gas. So
are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Better for the environment, I presume.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why they're changing it, but I don't know.
I had a question for you. Tony and I were wondering, because he and his mother drove down to Mankato to see family on Mother's Day and came back, and the mileage we checked when we filled up later was probably 4 to 5 miles per gallon more than I've ever seen that vehicle. It's a heavy vehicle.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Dan just changed the oil. Maybe that helps. It's slicker. But he says he thinks it's because he uses the cruise control.
I agree with both of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think the number one effect on gas mileage, well, first of all, is engineering. You know, you can only get it so far.
Right, that's true.
The car is built, the weight of the car and the design of the car and the gears and all that. There's the first thing is design. That's going to be the most effect on fuel mileage. The second thing that you can do best for fuel mileage is driving habits. If you keep the pedal off the floor.
Yeah.
And
no jackrabbit starts.
No jackrabbit starts and you know, cruise coast to a stop and don't race up hills and all that sort of stuff. Driving habits will have the greatest effect on mileage. And then a whole bunch of other things. Oil change certainly makes a difference because you're right. It makes everything move easier.
Mm-hmm.
Warm weather. That if it's 90 degrees out, all the wheel bearings and all of the everything in the car is warm and thin and has very little resistance.
Sure.
Against it. So that makes
sense.
That makes a big difference. And a huge effect also is the wind. If you happen to be in a tailwind versus a headwind,
okay.
And if you don't think that makes a difference, try it on your bicycle.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
If you have a headwind on your bicycle, it's very difficult. And it's no different with a big box going down the road. The wind has a big effect on it.
So, interesting.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that affect it. And good for that.
It's, yeah.
I actually think that if you kind of make a game of it and watch that little thing on the dash that gives you the current mileage while you're cruising, you can get great gas mileage. And it's good for your pocketbook,
absolutely,
and good for the environment, and good for the car.
Good for the vehicle,
yeah,
too.
Lots of good reasons to do it.
651-989-9226. You're in the midst of a car care show, and your calls and text messages are welcome. Text number, by the way, 81807. Let's go to the phones, Dan. George is calling from Osceola with a question. Go ahead, George. Thank you.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have my son just bought a 2008 Buick Lucerne, and about a couple of weeks into his ownership of it, he lives up in Duluth, developed a humming noise, which I've got a background in mechanics, not that that matters too much, but I took it for a test drive, and it's RPM related, not engine related, but wheel related, and it's kind of almost, it sounds like maybe what you'd hear if something is rubbing against the tire. The faster you go, the it's a lower pitch, and check the tranny fluid. It's definitely burnt and real thin, so it had some abuse. He brought it back to a shop up there, and they said ball joints. Now, I know that wouldn't be a humming noise, I don't think. I'm thinking more internal mechanical. Again, it's not related to the engine because you put it in the neutral, rev it up, and so forth. There's no change. It's definitely drivetrain. I just want to see what sounds,
Noises are tricky over the radio, but I'll tell you what the most common reason for tire-related or tire rotation-related noise are, number one, the tires themselves. That certainly, if the tires are cupped, the tires will make a tremendous noise. And so that's probably the first place that I would look. Make sure that the tires are worn smooth across. If the noise is front or rear, if you can identify that, rotating the tires sometimes will make a difference. So try that. And the second thing we see a lot of is wheel bearings. And most commonly on those GM products, it's the front wheel bearing. And that makes quite a noise as you're going down the road. So those are a couple things that are very common that we run across. And beyond that, it starts to get a little trickier. And actually, we and everybody in the industry struggles with noises, you know, trying to identify exactly where it's coming from or, you're on the right track. Is it wheel related? Is it engine related? Is it RPM related? Those types of things are good questions to answer before you bring the car into the shop. But noises are kind of tricky.
They are. You said, especially on the radio, if you were riding around, it still would possibly be tough.
At the shop, I'm a popular one to grab to say, hey, come listen to this noise, because I've been listening to noises for 35 years.
That's true.
So I've heard a lot of them, and they're common. I mean, that's a thing we chase often.
Interesting. There you go, George. Thanks for the call. George leaves that line open at 651-989-9226. We have time for you. Just keep in mind, though, Dan's going to be with us only till 7:45, so don't wait to call or text. Bring it to us either by phone or by text, as I said, here on CCO's Car Care Show. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is, if you're not familiar with Grand Avenue, where are you located on that great street?
Let me get technically correct here.
Very good.
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right in the heart of Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Grand Ole Days is coming up.
Already.
By the way, yeah, it's always the first weekend in June. But 982 Grand, which is right between Lexington and Victoria, or you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. Somebody's there. I think Nick's there this morning. 651-228-1316.
Excellent. And a good day for that. Texter said, by the way, if you want to text in your car care question, 81807 is the number. Or call us. I see a line. One line is open. 651-989-9226. 2000 Taurus, 242,000 miles, Texter says. When using Cruise, and going up even small inclines, the RPMs go away. Never did this before. Which is getting weaker, the transmission, do you think, or an issue with the cruise?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't quite tell by the question if the car continues to pull itself properly.
Yeah.
The RPMs go away?
That's what it says. It goes away.
From what they're describing there, I'd say the problem is with the gauge, the RPM gauge in the dash, and that really is not connected to the transmission. The RPM gauge is attached to the engine.
Uh-huh.
And so if that gauge is going away, then there's something related to that.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones, Dan. Steve is calling from Minneapolis with a question. Steve, you're on CCO with Dan.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I like the program, too. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My situation is I've got a 2006 Cadillac DTS. And lately, my gas mileage, has dropped down to about 14. I'm just under 100,000 miles. And I'm wondering, could it be an air filter? Or you think the plugs need to be changed? I'm open for suggestions.
It could be any of that. There's a whole bunch of things, like we talked about at the opening of the show, that are related to gas mileage. The biggest one I said was design, and obviously the mileage has changed, so that doesn't have anything to do with it. And the next one is driving habits, and you're still driving the vehicle, so that wouldn't do it. Something's obviously changed. The engine must be running rich if it's using significantly more fuel, and we should be able to find the fact that it's running rich with our computerized scan equipment. And also with our scan equipment, we could find a whole bunch of inputs that would affect gas mileage, the mass airflow sensor, the coolant sensor, there's several temp sensors. Those types of things could cause it. So those are things that we would check that you wouldn't be able to get to access that information. But something's obviously changed, and it's probably an input. The engine's probably getting bad information, or the computer's getting bad information and delivering that information to the engine and pouring too much gas in, which it should not be doing.
Okay. That's a thought. Thank you, Steve. There's your info. I want to get some text messages taken care of here, but let's go to Dan first in Clear Lake. Dan, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. My son has a 2004 Mazda 6. He just graduated from college last weekend and was driving up to see his buddies in Bemidji. Called me last night and said, "Dad, going down the road, the car just quit. Lost all power. He cruised to the side. Went to try and start it. Wouldn't start. But the battery, the power was there to the engine. He said he lifted up the hood, and there was kind of a humming noise next to the battery. Just kind of looking for some ideas."
Humming noise next to the bed. Mm. So when he tried to start the car, the engine did crank, as far as you know.
No, it did not.
Oh, it did not crank. Oh.
There was still electricity to the lights and, to the dash panel and to all of the accessories, but the engine did not crank.
Yeah. Well, my first thought is that a wire got next to something hot. The buzzing part has me curious, which would be if a relay or something is being shorted, that would cause a buzzing type noise. Next to the battery is oftentimes where all the relay box and the fuse boxes and all that are. But if it stalled driving down the road, and the fact that it won't crank over would make me think that perhaps a wire got close to something, an exhaust or something, got hot, rubbed through, and blew one of the main fuses. The battery supplies power to a whole bunch of main fuses. The one that supplies the lights and all that sort of stuff is all probably still fine, but maybe the fuse that's going to the engine related stuff and the starter related stuff has blown. And so that's probably where I would start looking. I wonder if you didn't lose power to something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you would do that kind of detective work if they brought it in.
Yeah, but it's up in Duluth, or up in Bemidji, so that's going to be a long haul.
A long haul, that's
right. They probably aren't going to
do that. Well, good luck, Dan. Good luck for that. Texter, we don't want to forget our texters either, Dan. Here's a 2008 Jeep Commander 5.7 liter Hemi, 126,000 miles, has been a trouble-free vehicle. EGR valve and EGR tune replaced at the cost of $750. Is that a reasonable cost, it says?
Could be. The EGR tube is, I think, what they're saying. The EGR valve is an emissions-related thing that certainly has an effect on the way the engine runs. And if that tube gets plugged up with carbon, it will cause EGR valve not to work, and that's common repair. And I know that's a lot of money, but that doesn't surprise me that it would cost that to repair.
Okay. You know what? We should take a break here. Dan's going to be with us till about 7:45 this morning, answering your questions by phone and text, and we have more straight ahead. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll be with us here for a few more minutes. Dan, we have callers, we have texters. Let's see how many folks we can help out who've been kind enough to call. Tom in Minneapolis, first up here. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I've got another noise for you. It's a metallic click, kind of the right front tire. It always makes that noise when I make a left U-turn. And sometimes it'll make it, say, if you're going a little slow and you're kind of off and on with the brakes, you know, down an alley or even maybe backing out of the garage. But it's always on a left U-turn.
Well, a couple of things that come to mind is if a drive axle has opened up and has torn and dirt has gotten into the drive axle, they'll make a clicking noise as you're going around a corner, most commonly on a U-turn. The other thing that is common for a noise in the front is if the metal plate, the backing plate for the brakes, the metal plate that covers the inside of the brake rotor, if that's gotten old and developed some rust, sometimes that rust will get too close to the brake rotor. And when you're going around a corner, of course, the wheel flexes ever so slightly. And oftentimes that's just enough to make that backing plate Rob, one thing that's for sure, if you bring it in, the both of those are very, very common. We see them all the time, and they're very different. They're very different noises. So if you just bring it into your favorite shop, they'll be glad to go for a ride with you and tell you exactly which of the two noises it is. But
good.
But they're distinct noises to the trained ear. It would be very easy to tell you what's going on.
All right, that's good news. Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Mark in Coon Rapids is next on CCO. Mark, you're on with Dan.
Yes, Dan. I've got a 2007 Camry that has my ABS warning light has popped on. It goes off. Doesn't seem to be impacted at all for the braking system. And I thought, why would something other than if it's sensor related, why the ABS warning light would pop on and turn off?
Well, it's a computerized. First of all, you're right. When the ABS light is on, the hydraulic brakes will work just fine. Everything is still fine and safe. When the light is on, though, the ABS portion has been disabled, which under normal driving conditions is just fine. Things that could cause the light to go on and off are just exactly what you said. It could be a sensor. That certainly would do it, and they do fail intermittently. Every time you start the vehicle, the ABS system goes through a self-test. If the sensor fails on that particular test, then the light will be on and probably will be on for the duration of the drive until you restart it again. But that, you know, things like that, the sensors can cause it, can come and go. The computer itself could be a problem. But the good news is that we can access the information from your ABS computer module and get a trouble code out of there. And that trouble code will give us great direction on where to go, what direction to head when planning a repair and seeing what's going on.
Okay.
So if you take it in, somebody will be able to give you a lot of help with that.
Good deal. There you go, Mark. Ken is going to be our last caller from Egan. Go ahead, Ken. Thank you.
Hello. I've got a 2009 Pontiac G3, and I'm putting the cross member back in place after changing a steering rack. And I'm wondering what compound would anti-seize be appropriate for the threads that hold the cross member. It's got a rubber, big rubber bushing with no metal sleeve, and I don't want to deteriorate the rubber, but if anti-seize won't, then that would probably be appropriate. But I'm wondering what compound would be best.
Yeah, the anti-seize would be great. You don't need much of it, so you can certainly avoid the rubber with it. You only want to put a little bit of it on the threads if it's not going through a metal sleeve in the middle. So you don't need much of it, is my point. It doesn't need to be dripping off of there. If you just put a little bit on, that'll stay up in there, and next time you have to take it apart, it'll come apart like it's supposed to, easily without breaking off the bolt. So that's a great idea. Do that. Also, be careful when you're putting that back on, and you probably know that engine carrier that you try and get it back exactly in the same spot that you took it off. Look at your marks and, try and put it back in, because if you don't, it will certainly affect the alignment.
So. I wanted to kind of follow up, and I know we just have a minute or two to go, Dan, but the George who called in about that with that Lucerne, that humming problem, mm-hmm. He wanted to follow up. He didn't think it was a cupping noise, that humming, but he did check the transmission fluid and said it was brown, not red, and thin like water.
Yeah, well... That's good. He's steering me back to that that he's concerned about that, and I think that that's a good idea. I think that anytime you bring in the car in, trust your gut, and if you think that it's something related to that, and I'll even tell you that if it is a transmission noise, that is a very distinct noise also, and to a trained ear, it would be very easy to tell you if the noise is coming from a pump. A pump-type noise is very different than more of a mechanical-type noise. So if that's what it is, and I because you're bringing it up again, I trust that. I think that that's probably true. And maybe what you want to do is have that transmission inspected, and perhaps are going to recommend changing the fluid and see how that goes.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, we're just about out of time. You're going to join us again next week, I hope.
I am, yeah. Look forward to it.
Good deal. And we're coming up to a holiday weekend, aren't we?
It's next weekend,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's Memorial Day. That's right. Well, have a good week. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's? And you're open today.
We are open today. Give us a call. Nick's there at 651-228-1316. You can come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, or you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net.
As usual, thank you for your help, Dan.
Sounds good.
We'll talk to you next week with more car care here on 830 WCC.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.